So, good day everyone, and it's good to be here. And maybe for some of you, as it is for me, it's also good to be in your meditation posture. One of the pleasures of regular meditation is that the body gets familiar, deeply, deeply familiar with the posture and the entryway the posture of the body can be for reconnecting to a, deep sense of intimacy with the present moment, with oneself, and really be here. And perhaps some of that is that we know in this posture how to recognize what it's like, or to recognize the place within where we are aware, where we're present. There's a sense of being present to something that's wholesome and good. So, to continue briefly with this idea of recognition, clear recognition, that mindfulness practice has many components, many aspects, but two primary ones. One is awareness, non-discursive, present moment attention, awareness. Awareness which maybe has no words to it, awareness which has more to do with our capacity to receive perceptions and sensations and kind of a openness of mind to be receptive. And the other thing that mindfulness has to do with, mindfulness practice, is recognition. And the recognition is quite powerful. Clear recognition. And what I want to emphasize is that when we bring this recognition, recognizing aspect of mindfulness into play, it isn't that we're analyzing. It isn't even that important. We should recognize kind of accurately what is obvious, what's observable, perceivable in the present moment, and just leave it that way. It's not the past, the future, it's not digging into it and understanding in some deep way. It's just how it's perceived, how it's recognized. And that there are times when I've meditated where, just kind of lots going on, I didn't quite know what was happening, and so I recognized it as chaos. And didn't try to delve deeper than that, just, oh, it's chaos. And as I recognized it as chaos, then something opened up and I started to see a little bit more that, more specifically. But it wasn't like I was searching for specificity. It was just the recognition. One recognition allows for the next recognition. What I want to emphasize this morning is that it isn't that you have to understand in some deep way what is happening. And maybe the recognition almost doesn't have to be accurate. It's the act of recognition which can be freeing. The act of recognition creates space. The act of recognition helps us not be so entangled or caught in what's going on. And so that's one of the important functions of recognition. And so when we kind of say to ourselves, hearing is happening. So we might say it casually, and we're completely concerned and caught up in what we're hearing. But to really, to do it clearly, clear recognition of hearing. Oh, that's hearing. Hearing is happening. It doesn't have to be those kinds of words, but with that kind of feeling to it, there's a kind of, oh. And there's a moment of freedom, a moment of space, a moment of allowing, moments of clarity. That's what the power of recognition can provide. And so we want to take our time to recognize clearly, to feel where in the recognition there's some freedom. And then take a moment just to open to that. And then recognize the next thing or the same thing again if it's still there. So that's all I'll say today. And now we'll sit, and we'll sit quietly. And many of you have been doing this for a long time, and so maybe I don't have to do the introductory words of settling in, and you can do it for yourself as you see as it works best for you. And remember to recognize what's happening. What can you recognize now that sets you free? then as we come to the end of this sitting, there is something quite special about clear recognition. When it comes to recognizing other people, to clearly recognize others without the filter of our agendas, desires and aversions, our judgments and bias, but to recognize as if we're looking into people's eyes and seeing their hearts, to really see the full humanity of the other person, to really recognize this person for themselves. And the training in clear recognition is a training in clear attention that allows us to accompany people, to befriend people. To be a witness to their depth and their full humanity. And may it be that this practice of ours, of mindfulness, attention, recognition, being present, listening to others, supports us, or say it differently, supports others so they can discover their full humanity, so others may be feel at ease and comfortable and have the ability to recognize themselves, their own goodness. May this practice of ours make lots of space for others to feel seen and heard and recognized. And in that way, may this be a way to live for the welfare and happiness of others. May all beings live together in safety. May all beings live together in happiness. May all beings live together in peace. May all beings live together freely. And may our practice of mindfulness support that for all of us.